Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, if you're going to go impeach Mayorkas, I just don't understand, folks, what happened there. But it looks like that didn't work this time. So we'll talk about it. But there is, well, the border is still broken, I guess, at least according to Joe Biden. So, folks, we have so much to talk about. You know, we've been talking about the border a lot lately because of what has been going on with this bill and all these different things. And I got to tell you, the Democrats are engaging their messaging machine. And you've got to be very, very careful with that because a lot of times that actually does work. So we have to be much more on top of our game perhaps than ever before. Folks, we got Rona McDaniel. She's going to be stepping down. Donald Trump had mentioned something about this, you know, quote unquote, just a little while ago as well. We have that happening. We've also got, of course, all of these different occurrences that are going on. And I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be a chock full program again today on the Wednesday edition. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome as we begin to race through and rocket through the overnight hours in America, the wee hours of the morning. And we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, find out more about the program, check out my podcast. All this kind of stuff is over there at kylewarrenshow.com, and we love to hear from you, of course. You know, one of the things, too, that we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the program, and especially for our songs this morning, when we get into, just again, before the top of the hour, hour number one, hour number two, we're going to be featuring, of course, songs by Toby Keith. Yesterday on the program, I was talking with Denise Simon, and the news came over basically that he had passed away. We announced it there on the program yesterday. Very, very sad news. After a three-year struggle with stomach cancer, we understand, Toby Keith passed away. A very talented individual, a very good songwriter, an entertainer, just a great guy from all accounts, and he will be missed, and a great patriot as well. So Trucker Ron in Denver wrote in, and he requested a particular song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, in honor of Toby. And absolutely, Ron, we are going to play that this morning for sure. We appreciate the request, and you know, folks, it just really was just a sad piece of news, and we just our condolences and our prayers for his family and friends and those who knew him and loved him. And so, folks, again, later on in the program, we'll be honoring Toby Keith, of course. Well, you know, also we've got Rona McDaniel. Looks like she's going to step down here. I believe by the time we get to Super Tuesday, and then and at the same time with all this stuff happening, it's like we don't know where to start this morning because there's so many things happening. But I do want to tell you about victorious Joe Biden. Victorious Joe Biden won the Nevada primary there. And so he's now taking home the trophy, I guess. But guess who did not do so well in the Nevada primary? And that would, of course, be none other than Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley evidently was beaten out by, quote, none of these candidates. That's a bad showing. But again, I'll tell you, we're in a very strange period of time with the Republican primary, certainly the Democrat primary process, because there's so much speculation about what will actually happen with Joe Biden's plans to run. I still think that they are going to run Joe Biden at this point, barring some other kind of occurrence with his health or something like that. But as far as the Republican primary goes, it is a very, very different sort of unique set of circumstances. And the change out at the RNC, I think, also is going to weigh heavily into this. And will that allow the GOP to gather more momentum, maybe gather a little bit more unity? What is going to happen as a result of that? So, you know, we'll talk about these things here on the program this morning, of course. And once again, 949-822-7959, that's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. And also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message this morning. But the House has now rejected, of course, the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You had some Republicans, had four, I believe, that kind of decided that they were not going to vote for that, shall we say. And so it did not pass. Now, what should the GOP do? Should it try to bring it back up again and do all that? I'm not so sure. I think that in many ways they're making their point. It was 2014 to 2016, not to impeach Mayorkas. No Democrats supported it, of course. And you had just a few Republicans, joining in with the Democrats. And one, I believe, I saw quoted saying something, there's no crime here. Well, it's not necessarily about a crime per se, but it is about being derelict, and it is about not really enforcing the laws, regarding immigration. The president, we'll hear this on the other side of the break, the president came out and said that talking about the border bill in particular, the bill was the most fairest ever, the fairest of them all, evidently. But I'll tell you this, it is not the fairest bill of them all. In fact, it makes it less fair for states like Texas. It's not a broken system, because that's the first thing the president said when he came out. We've all know the immigration system's broken. It's not broken, but it's not being forced, right? But that's part of the Democrat messaging machine, and they know it, and they are absolutely relying on it once again. But we are here, folks, to make sure that that message gets corrected. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Be in a mood this morning, but it's a good one though. It is. I'm telling you. I have decided I'm not going to let all this get to me. After the they just can't impeach Mayorkas, and you know, yes, it was party lines except for a handful of Republicans, but ultimately it's still party lines. But I've decided I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm not, because. The one thing, by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And we're smiling. We hope that you're smiling as well. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Also, head over to kylewarrenshow.com, and you can send us a direct message. So, yes, I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm not, because I know that as we're going through this election season, you know, this is, you know, just like it's a little blip. It's a bump in the road. Had they impeached him, or at least passed that, it might have carried a little bit more weight in terms of the message factor you can get out of that. But I do think that a lot of people are upset about what's happening at the border. In fact, this according to Rasmussen reports, 52% of voters approve of a Mayorkas impeachment. Now, again, what this does is it does point up the issues that are happening. It points up the dereliction of duty. It points up the very obvious notion that the Biden administration and the Democrat Party elite, one and the same basically at this point, that they are happy to have chaos at the border. They're happy to let it continue to get worse and worse and worse. And why is that? Because they want to simply say, the border's broken. The border system's broken. And the Republicans They're the ones causing the problem. And we're trying to solve this problem. And if you just let us solve this problem, and you know what we need? We need to take the House, and we need a bigger majority in the Senate. We need to really just run roughshod over these MAGA Republican extremists, whatever. And if you're a Republican, guess what? You're viewed as an extremist. So there's no doubt about that. But they're happy to set this up and to make this worse as it could possibly be, you know, with all the accompanying problems in terms of society and crime and all this stuff. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not. Sometimes I'm trying to be funny. I try to be funny, but it's but I'm not trying to be funny here. They literally are trying to create this horrible sort of state of affairs so that they can say, well, it's somebody else's fault. And we're going to make the trains run on time, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, all these other people over on the GOP side, on the conservative side, if they're the ones who are decrying the problems at the border, you got, and some of them are even putting up some barbed wire where we're trying to create a large area where people can come across very easily. They are the ones who want to bring in, you guessed it, an authoritarian form of government. They're the ones that want to dispense with your rights. They're the ones that want to rule over you. And you know what? That's I'm just going to use the Joe Bidenism. That's malarkey. It's just malarkey, but they really believe that they can sort of get away with this kind of stuff. So 52% of voters approve the Mayorkas impeachment. And by the way, we got another. While I'm on Rasmus, and I'm just going to tease this a little bit because we'll talk about it a little bit later. 59% of voters, again, according to Rasmussen, see Biden in mental decline. The majority of voters think President Biden is losing mental sharpness, and most suspect the media are trying to cover up the president's cognitive decline. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone survey finds that 59% likely U.S. voters think that over time, Biden is getting less and less mentally sharp. 33% disagree with this, by the way. I don't know about that 33%. But at any rate, folks, It's gonna be okay. You know, especially as we go through this election, people know what's happening at the border. They get it, and I think that even is becoming, I think, the number one go-to issue, right behind right in front of inflation, if I recall correctly, according to these different polls that we see. So. This is something that, again, Mayorkas and the others, they can sort of trumpet this as, look, you know, this could never be done, and I'm living to fight another day, and these Republicans in the House, they can't get their act together, and so forth, and that may very well be, but the American people do see the problem at the border. They don't believe that this bill is going to solve that. I don't think they believe Joe Biden when he says, give me the power, et cetera, et cetera. So we shall see from there. All right. By the way, we do have a direct message this morning. Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, says, good morning, Mr. Kyle, 47. Rain continues here in Florence. He says, I think Michelle Obama will take over for Biden, referencing what we were talking about in the first segment. I think Michelle Obama will take over for Biden. We'll see. Have a great week. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, have a great week, Richard the Marine. Semper Fi, right back at you. And, you know, by the way, folks, Richard is a very wise and astute individual. I really think so. The reason being, yes, because I think that if they did want to replace Joe Biden for whatever reason, that he had to step down for health, family, you know, it's this kind of stuff. I want to be in the grandpa business full time now. I've accomplished what I wanted to do, and I'm going to do that. They would probably want to bring in somebody with, quote, star power. But at the same time, you know, it's, I don't know if Michelle Obama has the desire for that, beyond, you know, being the big star, that kind of thing. In other words, I think that she might have, it wouldn't be something that maybe she would pursue, you know, just as a matter of course. But Richard's onto something here because, again, they'd be bringing in huge star power. It would be almost universally verboten to criticize Michelle Obama, or Michelle Obama, I should say. It would be just universally verboten, and they might find that they have a sort of attack here that they can take. So, but yes, yeah, it does remain to be seen. It's going to be very difficult, though, only because the Democrats don't really have such a deep bench. They really don't. And, well, you know, you got RFK Jr., and he's quoted just recently talking about a new NBC poll showing that he gets like 34%, basically, and he believes he can bleed off enough from both parties as an independent third choice where he sees a path where he could win the election. And that's based on, I think, percentages, like in terms of what polls are saying ultimately. But, of course, electorally, the Electoral College may be a different story. RFK Jr. would still have to have a viable Electoral College strategy on that. But, you know, again, stranger things have happened, and I do think that he will have an effect on the election. Will it be a Ross Perot-type effect and sort of put the Democrat in? Well, that would remain to be seen. But at the very least, RFK Jr., it talks coherently on things, and I think that's part of the draw, at least away from Biden in the grand sense. But at any rate, folks, yes, we will continue to watch that. One thing I did see, and I think I have enough time to get this in on this section, locally here in California, Adam Schiff, of course, is running for Senate. Adam Schiff is running for Senate, and I saw his campaign ad earlier. He, of course, is running against, trashing Steve Garvey, who was going to be running for the GOP. But in this campaign commercial, it says Steve Garvey, you know, the former Dodger, big baseball hero. It says Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey voted for Trump twice. You know, like, you know, it's like he sold his soul to the devil, not once, but two times. You know, that's what they're saying. And then, and that's not the funny part. That's not the funny part. The funny part is, then it says, but Adam Schiff, you know, because he's not for Trump, right? But Adam Schiff, what did Adam Schiff do? Adam Schiff was spending his time, get this, folks, are you sitting down? Are you holding on to the steering wheel firmly with both hands? Adam Schiff was out there defending democracy. I'm telling you, some days, right, this is the best job in the world. I mean, when you get material like this, it is amazing, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA News Update. A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrats of propagating this misleading narrative. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, has revealed he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited a number of times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson asserted that he feels obligated to convey the truth about the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Honda is issuing a recall of nearly 750,000 vehicles due to concerns regarding airbags that may deploy inadvertently during a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has highlighted that the front passenger seat weight sensor might develop cracks and short circuit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, when I hear this particular bumper track, Living in America, James Brown, it always reminds me of that scene in Rocky IV we were just talking about on the weekend edition, by the way, when because we just recently lost Carl Weathers, who was Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies. And that was one of the most spectacular scenes, obviously, in Rocky movie history, where they're having the big celebration and the big exhibition fight. And we've got this song going, and Carl Weathers is kind of like the boxing version of Uncle Sam. And it's it was just really cool. And we miss Carl Weathers as well. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. You can send us a direct message and find out more about the program and little old me. And we appreciate it when you do that. And so, of course, we've got so much more to talk about as we head through the overnights here in America. But we have the phone lines lighting up, by the way, already this morning. So that's a great thing. We got Jim in Clearwater giving us a call. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for calling.
Good morning, Kyle. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Yeah, so recent news, I just wanted to comment on something. Do you recall anything? Okay, it's about the Walmart closings and the Walgreens closings. Back in the 90s, there was a term called the Walmart effect.
Mm-hmm.
And what that was about, when Walmart came in, people complained because all the small businesses got, shut out pretty much. Okay, so what I'm thinking is, why not, if Walmart leaves, why can't we replace, you know, Walmart with a bunch of small black-owned businesses?
Well, you're right.
And just start for the economy right there, our local economy. And this, since, was it Ms. Presley thinks it's all racism, well, if, why didn't she start a program, something like that, to empower small businesses for blacks, you know?
Well, you are so on the money. Absolutely. She was railing against Walgreens, saying there wouldn't be any more baby formula and so forth. But honestly, I mean, that's not Walgreens' job. It is, to the extent that if they can make a profit, they put their store in a certain area, but they need to be able to generate business, and they have to be able to exist in that area, you know, in terms of not being hit by shoplifters all the time or things like that. Walgreens had said that they had low prescription volume, among other things. But you're exactly right. That's not a government problem. In fact, you know, we had another caller who had said, well, why doesn't she just, you know, quit Congress and go there and open up a store? But, see, your great minds think alike. You're saying exactly the right thing about this.
Yeah, that's just what I was looking at. And it's actually like a proof of concept of this working, because back in 1921, in Black history, you know, there was the Tulsa race riot, which was, you know, a terrible thing. But a sideline to that was that that area was actually thriving. The black area there, they called it the Black Wall Street. You can look at Wikipedia article. They had an oil boom going on. The black generation was coming back from World War One. They were, I mean, it was like, you know, getting it done. I mean, it was a lot of prosperity happening there, all within the black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there was a lot of racism. You know, of course, it was all segregated and all that. But, you know, and the riot was about, you know, something about allegedly, you know, rape happened to a white, you know, white woman, all this stuff, and the black guy. But anyway, the idea that this business model work back then, it can certainly work today, I would think.
Well, but you're right. It's the reverse Walmart effect, and because you're right, when a large discount warehouse kind of place comes in, you know, it is able to undercut all the other local businesses because of their volume, right? But definitely. It seems to me that there should be an avenue for smaller businesses to fill that void. That's what capitalism is kind of all about as well. And I think overall, though, too, regardless of what race somebody is, what color of their skin, you know, I think everybody wants to have a community that's free of the kinds of impediments that happen when you do have, you know, law enforcement gets pulled back, you know, crime can continue to be rampant and so forth. It all of us benefit when we have a law and order.
Oh, yeah, sure. And that would be a good, you know, way to prove the point, you know. I mean, if these black businesses were to open up and crime went down, okay, that would prove your point right there, you know.
That's right. Yeah, or any other small businesses at all. It just, what Presley's talking about, again, is trying to use government to mandate things and to, you know, decree what shall happen. And but businesses, they're private entities. They're there to make a profit, and they're not there to just endure forever for fear of being called racist, and you know, by somebody like Presley, who just is actually sort of making her own political statement here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little, seems silly to me. I mean, if a business, if you're making money in an area and you're just going to fold up because you don't like the, I mean, the money's the same color.
That's right. Yeah.
But, and I was thinking, you know, that's where the government could possibly step in, maybe as a jumpstart thing. Maybe they could, like, poll the local Walmarts that are still operating in that area, find out what they're charging, and then say if this guy running a shoe store charges more for the same type of shoe, then the customer could submit a voucher or something, and the government would reimburse them so that you're not paying more than Walmart prices. you know. Yeah. Maybe just as a jump start thing for the first couple of years or something, you know.
Yeah, and in other words, yeah. So, and, you know, so there shouldn't be gouging because there's you happen to be in a particular area where there's particular issues going on and so forth. Exactly. I think you've got a great perspective here because yes, I mean you have other private sector entities that would come in to fill that void, however that may be, and because you know obviously you know you want people to have access to all the things that we have in our modern society, but it's not up to Walgreens to please Representative Presley.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, that's what I'm going to chime in on.
Very cool. Well, that's right. And again, what we want is we want all these communities, you know, to work together. We want everybody to be able to prosper. Because we all have to go up together or we all sort of go down together. That's the problem, you know. So we definitely want to make sure that things get better for all involved. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And if it cuts down on crime, then that's a win-win, and you're building the economy in that area for everybody. So, yeah.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. Well, I appreciate the call so much, Jim, and we hope to hear from you again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Take care. All right, Jim in Clearwater, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And, I think he's got a great idea. I mean, you know, you have, again, the reverse Walmart effect. I like that. I like that that phraseology. But, yes, exactly. And then if we, you know, because there are so many people, no matter where they come from or their background, I think they want to live in a place where they can walk down the street. There's no problem associated with that. People want to have a safe community. And part of this issue that I think we're seeing today has to do with the idea that you had so much directed at law enforcement and defund the police and these kinds of things. And I think a lot of that was done for political gain, for political reasons, but it's being borne out in practical, in real time, basically, that when you defund the police and you have no real law enforcement, you have no real law enforcement, you're not going to be able to maintain an orderly society where anybody can just live in peace. And I think that's what everybody really wants. They want to be able to live in peace. They want to be able to get access to the things that they need on a daily basis. And we all should have those values, I think. But unfortunately, you have some people who want to, you know, gain on their political agenda, and it's divisive. It tears people and communities apart, but they don't care. But we care, and I know that you care, and we definitely care about making sure that we live in a good society. But at any rate, folks, I'm glad for the call. Thank you so much, Jim in Clearwater. We sure appreciate it. And folks, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We're going to head out to the quick break here right now. When we come back, of course, we're going to be talking about the national weather scene. I'll tell you a little bit about what's happening here in California, Southern California, over 300. Mudslides. Some reports say 400, and it's been a gully washer times 10. There's no doubt about that. But when we come back, we're going to make sure that we honor the late great Toby Keith this morning, as we just lost him yesterday. Very, very sad. But we're going to hear some of his music because that lives on, folks. Stay right there, Kyle Warren. With you, we're coming right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue racing through and rocking through the Wednesday edition, everybody. And I don't know. I mean, it feels good, pretty good this morning here on the program. But I'll tell you this, though. I'll tell you this. We are going to take a look at the weather here in just a few moments. We do have that to take a look at. But I will tell you that, of course, yesterday we were talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and the news came across the wire there that Toby Keith had passed away after a three-year battle with stomach cancer. Very, very sad news to tell everybody about, obviously, and our thoughts and our prayers, our condolences go out to his family, his loved ones, and people that just, you know, looked up to him and loved his music. And, of course, right here on the program, we love his music as well. Trucker Ron in Denver had written in earlier today and said, hey, why don't you play Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue in honor of Toby Keith. And I couldn't agree more. And so let's listen to a little bit of that before we take a look at the weather. But this is a great song, and it's a live version. And ladies and gentlemen, Toby Keith.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hell, profound. Put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking.
Tell you, that song really just gets you, doesn't it? I mean, that is just really something, and I just can't say enough. I think it really, really speaks for itself. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, and you heard a lot of the crowd cheering in there. It's just patriotic and something where, you know, when we hear something like that and we realize, yeah, what we're really capable of. And I don't mean just, you know, just retaliating or things like that. But it's because our country is so great. Because we love it. Because we defend it. Because we'll literally do anything for it. Because this is that shining city on a hill, my friends. This is that place where people will scrape and scrimp and do anything to get to, because they want real freedom. And that, my friends, is something that on planet Earth and in Earth history, unfortunately, is all too rare. And here you had a very rare talent in Toby Keith being able to encapsulate these kinds of things, speak to our hearts on this, and in so many ways just make us proud. Right, to be Americans and proud of what we have, and the courage to defend it. And for our fighting men and women, that is overwhelming to me. It is absolutely overwhelming. And don't get me started. I will go all night on that. But, folks, so we got to take a quick look at the weather here real quick. Here in Southern California, it has been a major storm that has come through. We've had a lot of swift water rescues. We've had a lot of mudslides, hundreds of mudslides. Now everything is saturated. It's going to start moving out from what I understand, but even so, a little bit more rain could actually make some of those other hillsides give way or do other damage. So it has been very, very costly, we understand, just in terms of damage. But other than that, hopefully it's just kind of moving on, supposed to be moving on into the desert southwest. We see winter storm warnings in Arizona this morning. We're going to see that start to head over into New Mexico. Winter storm warning if you're traveling up Interstate 15 through Utah, starting St. George and the south all the way up into Salt Lake City. We've got all kinds of stuff happening up in central Idaho. We've got the winter storm warnings there. Winter weather advisory coming out there near Coeur d'Alene. Actually, check that. I'm sorry, it's south of Coeur d'Alene right now, more in the middle part of Idaho. And we've got the winter weather advisories and a winter storm warning for our friends near Missoula. Pardon me. Check that again. Of Helena. So I'll get it right here in just a moment. But we continue to see that happening up in Montana. We got dense fog covering most of North Dakota, most of South Dakota this morning. We've also got more fog. This is going to be in the Chicago area and down through central Illinois. And it looks like that's also going to head up the coastline of Wisconsin and head on up to the just a little bit of the south part of the UP. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan this morning. So do be aware of that. And let's take a quick look at our precipitation that's happening out there. And by the way, I know that there's been some road closures up in the high deserts of Southern California. So this is going to be Victorville, Barstow area. So if you're trucking through that area, just be sure that, you know, if there's any other kind of warnings that you get, just be sure to heed them. Right now it looks like Barstow's getting all kinds of rain. That's going to head up through Fort Irwin, by the way. Bakersfield, all kinds of rain. And then we've got out northeast of San Diego, we got looks like some snow there in the higher areas there. So be careful of that. All kinds of rain right now just around Phoenix, head northeast from there and down towards Tucson as well. So be aware of that this morning. And then, as we talked about in central Idaho, it looks like we got some snow going on there. Boise, Idaho, looks like you've got rain mixed with snow in that area. So that's covering up the interstate pretty much. And then looks like through near Idaho Falls, just the east of that, up into west Yellowstone area, snow and snow mixed with rain. Snow mixed with rain down in Logan, Utah, and all just north of there in southeastern Idaho, Mount Pelier. We've got that happening as well. Our friends in Denver, look, you're looking pretty clear this morning, but if you're going west out I-70, you're going to have some rain and some snow out near Glenwood Springs and certainly at Grand Junction. So, again, you want to be careful of that, especially Trucker Ron. If you're in any of that area right there, just be very, very careful. And we love to hear from Trucker Ron from the Denver area as well. All right, folks, we're going to climb up now to the top of the hour. Top of the hour news is next. And when we come back, we're going to start all over again. We're going to talk about all these different things. And by the way, listener Joan, I just got your message. I love it. And I'll mention it on the other side of the news because we're running out of time on this side. But thank you. Yes, that makes me laugh very much. Folks, stay right there because hour number one is in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.